Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said today that he's ready to sit down and talk with Russia. He's trying to tamp down flaring tensions at the border where Ukrainian forces have been fighting Russian-backed separatists for 7 years. In recent days, Russia has been sending troops to the region. CNN senior international correspondent Matthew Chance made a recent trip to the front lines.
I mean, we've entered this warren of trenches that have been dug along the front line. I can tell you, I mean, it's like being thrown back to the early 20th century and the Great War.
Matthew Chance joins us now from London on Skype. Matthew, welcome. I'm glad to see that you made it back safely.
It's great to be here.
You know, it seems hard to believe that there's this war going on in 2021 that looks like a conflict from Europe more than 100 years ago. Tell us what you saw in eastern Ukraine.
I was just as astonished as anyone else. Getting there to the front line and walking through those sort of hand-dug muddy trenches, you know, with people boiling pots of hot tea on sort of stoves in tunnels that they've dug out. You played that little clip of me then, and you noticed my voice went down because as soon as I started talking, people turned around and went, stop talking, you know, shush, because it's so dangerous there. You know, they've had 20 people shot by snipers across no man's land this year alone. That's not a lot compared to the number of people that have died in this conflict since it began 7 years ago. But it just gives you a sense that this is a dangerous stalemate.
Well, and it's back in the news because Russian troops have been massing on the border. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he believes that Russia is getting ready to invade his country. Can you explain actually what is going on right now? Why ratchet up these tensions now?
Yeah. It's a good question. Unfortunately, one without a definite answer, because we don't really know what the Russians are playing at. What they say is that these are just military exercises. They're not a threat to anyone, is what they say. But at the same time, they've got more troops now on the border of Ukraine than any time in the past 7 or 8 years. So we've got upwards of about 50,000 new forces. I think what the Russians are doing is operating on a couple of levels. On the one hand, they're sort of sending a message to the Ukrainians, don't try and retake the territory that's held by the rebels that we back, otherwise we'll send in our forces strongly. They want to test the resolve of Joe Biden. They're concerned about how close Ukraine is moving towards NATO. The Russians are fundamentally opposed to that. They would be absolutely furious if it happened. And actually, it would probably provoke an unapologetic response from Moscow.
Well, in fact, you asked President Zelensky this in the trenches there on the front lines. You asked him whether or not joining NATO would antagonize Russia even further. And here's his answer.
Maybe you are right, but what our people do here, they fight. So we have independent country and we decide where to be or where not to be.
So to be or not to be, quoting Shakespeare there. What did he mean exactly, and what would joining NATO mean for Ukraine?
Actually, I thought it was, you know, a little bit disingenuous what he was saying. He was like, well, we're fighting now. If we join NATO, we're still going to be fighting. But of course, it wouldn't just be Ukraine fighting the rebels. And so it would be highly dangerous, I think, for NATO to get into a direct confrontation with Russia, which is why, unfortunately for Ukraine, I don't think the argument is going to go its way when it comes to NATO membership. What they probably are going to get, though, is more weapons. They're going to get more money to prosecute this war, and they're going to be this, what they are now, which is a sort of buffer state, I suppose, where the Russians and NATO, you know, fight it out against each other through Ukraine.
You had said that Vladimir Putin might be testing the resolve of the new American president, Joe Biden. What about that? And now that Biden has proposed this summit with President Putin this summer, did he get Biden to blink here? What's the analysis there on the Americans' response to this?
You have seen Washington sit up and take notice of a conflict that had pretty much disappeared off the radar in terms of its importance geopolitically and the attention it was getting around the world. And of course, one of Putin's big aspirations, one of his big ambitions, is to be considered as being a top player at the top table of international diplomacy. It's what he always wants to show his people. And so he wants nothing more than a one-on-one sort of Cold War style summit with the US president. And he's got that. But it's not come you know, cost free. You know, there's been a raft of new sanctions that the United States has imposed against Russia over the past couple of days. And it was only a couple of weeks ago, remember, that Joe Biden called Putin a killer, or agreed with the statement, is he a killer? And that really upset the Kremlin. They don't like being sort of verbally abused in that way by their counterparts elsewhere.
CNN senior international correspondent Matthew Chance, we're going to link to his reporting from the trenches in eastern Ukraine at hereandnow.org. Matthew, there's this moment when you are dashing for cover with President Zelensky there at the front lines because it's so dangerous. It's a remarkable report. We encourage people to watch it. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.